And now on the Big Sports Breakfast, here's a man with all the latest news and opinions on and off the field from the world of sport, the Sydney Morning Herald's Andrew Webster.
Well, we spare no expense. We've sent our man over there to be on the ground and Levi Stadium. We've been talking a lot about Levi Stadium for quite a while because of Jarryd Hayne going there. Andrew Webster's our man on the ground as he survived the weekend. Come in, Webby. Good morning.
Hang on, boys. Just two seconds. Yeah, can I get two Budweisers and a shot of tequila? Thanks.
Oh, stop it.
How are you, boys? I'll set the scene. So I'm at a tailgate party outside Levi's Stadium. It is the most insane thing I've ever been to. They've got all these former NFL players, MVPs, celebrities, so I don't even know who they are. It's basically bars everywhere. I like food everywhere. I've just had a big feed of jambalaya and some nachos and some crab. And I'm sitting here with Robbie Farah, Anthony Minicello at this tailgate party, ready for Super Bowl 50. It's the Americans get it. They know how to do sport. It's completely extravagant and over the top, and it's fantastic.
Well, they're allowed to have tailgate parties. I don't think we'd even be allowed to have a tailgate party with the service of alcohol.
That's it. I don't know how much these people have paid to get into this party, but it is absolutely packed, and everyone's having such a good time. The Australian touring group that I'm with, the consensus is, why don't they do this for an Origin or a Grand Final?
Correct.
And, you know, the whole week that I've been here, boys, it's been an event. It's almost like the game has been an afterthought in many respects. It's just, you know, they celebrate sport. It's been a really, really good trip.
Yeah, and what's the consensus from a winning point of view at this stage?
Everyone feels flat that, you know, everyone's cheering Peyton Manning, basically.
Yes.
I think you can see in the city, the orange of the Denver Broncos outnumbers the Carolina Panthers about 3-1, and
yep,
everyone is cheering the fairy tale of, you know, Peyton Manning, the 39-year-old, you know, quarterback in probably his last game. Now, listen, I'm here with Anthony Minicello. I'm going to put him on the line, okay? Is that all right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Mini, Big Sports Breakfast.
Hey, Mini.
Boys, how you going?
Hey, Mini, life's been tough since you retired.
Yeah, it's been tough, mate. It's been pretty good over here, mate. As Andrew just mentioned, mate, they celebrate it and know how to really get the week going, mate.
It's one of those bucket list things. Is it living up to it?
It is. It is. It's certainly a bucket list thing. I think just the way that the whole branding and the whole sort of campaign has run through the whole city. It's been like a massive buzz through San Francisco, and something is happening every day with NFL City down sort of near the water there, and
yeah,
now at the tailgate party, the pre-Super Bowl party, and we're about to walk into Levi Stadium in a couple of hours, so can't wait to experience it.
Yeah, and we're sort of slowly catching on to this event thing. Instead of just a sporting game, we're catching on to it a little bit here about an event. When you consider that Carolina and Denver quite obviously don't have too many links with San Francisco, Mini.
No, that's right, but I think the way that the NFL do it, they sort of really push it out there, and if you were in San Francisco, you see that Super Bowl 50, the branding is all over the city. It's on every building. It's a massive buzz, and they really know how to hype it up and get people excited about it.
I want to say, Mini, from an ex-player's point of view, it seems easier to get hold of a NFL superstar than it does an NRL superstar in grand final week.
Yeah, I just you know, a few past players strolling around at these sort of parties, and they're massive. The fans love them, and they really take a liking to the fans, and they just lap it up.
Mini, do you get a sense of how big it is for Jarryd Hayne over there? Is there, I mean, just the buzz that I know he's, I know they're not playing in the Super Bowl, but just NFL?
Yeah, look, I've spoken to a lot of guys around the town, and they said, oh, yeah, he's an Aussie that plays the 49ers, and they know who he is. So I had some other Aussies tried to buy his jersey, and there was only, like, double XL left. So,
okay.
You know, he's certainly got a name in this town, and hopefully he can build his career.
All right. Who are you cheering for this afternoon?
Mate, I'm going to go for the Broncos. I think it's Peyton Manning, the veteran. You know, I like that about him. He's 39, and I think he's got the experience, so hopefully he can pull through. Although the Panthers have been probably the favourites all season, but I'm going to go for the Broncos.
So you old blokes sticking together.
That's it, mate. That's it.
Good on you, Mini. Thanks for your time, mate. Really enjoy it. I'm sure you will.
All right, boys. Thanks.
Good on you, mate. And I want to tell Webby about... Hey, Webby.
Yes, I'm back.
Hey, listen to this. We've got a TAB. We've got a TAB Super Bowl challenge. And all you have to do is get a mate and take this down, right? So first down, eat an entire bowl of wings. Okay. Run 10 metres.
Yeah.
The second down, eat two hot dogs. Run 10 metres. The third down is eat a whole pizza. Run 10 metres, fourth down, throw in a 20-metre Hail Mary into a bin. First, second and third win a prize. If you and a mate are the fastest to complete the challenge, you'll win $5,000 in cash. So if you think you can
do it at the moment.
Yeah, you've got to get down to Redfern Oval 10 a.m. Monday, so they're out down there now. First prize, $5,000, NFL jersey for the second prize winner. Third prize, NFL jersey to each member of the team. So you need a team of, where does it say here, for the 10 teams of two. 10 teams of two. Redfern Oval, 8 a.m. this morning. There you go. What else is on the
cut? Unfortunately, I won't be able to...
No, you won't be able to get there.
Well, how is the leather and laces party?
Can I just say this? If you are a sports fan, and I know everyone listening to this show and watching this show are sports fans, this is my first Super Bowl. This is the bucket list item you have to get.
Really?
To. Yeah. You definitely have to come to Super Bowl and experience the week. I haven't even been to the game yet, and I've had the best week of my life. So make sure you get to it.
All right.
So what time is it there now?
Sorry?
What time is it there now?
It's about 12:30. Just past noon. So I can't put. Yeah, it's going to be. It's going to be pretty hectic.
Yeah, terrific.
Big sports breakfast there next year.
Wouldn't that be good? We could organise that.
We should be there.
Yeah, we could organise it. Other people would stop us, but we could organise it. Webby, we do thank you so much.
Thanks, boys. See you next week.
Enjoy it, mate. Enjoy it.
Maybe.
We might even try and check in tomorrow and we'll chat with Dick Fame. People have been texting in regarding Dick's tips and here they come.
Okay.
Because he's got a pretty good record as far as the Super Bowl is concerned. Look, he's picking the final score. He thinks the best bet is total points under 45.5. So he sees both these teams being very strong defensively. Best bet at tab.com.au, total points under 45.5, and that's paying $1.70. He likes the start Denver. So Dick Fain likes Denver at the 5.5 start. That's paying $1.90. And he believes the final score, 24-20, Carolina to win. 24-20, Carolina to win. Now, he's going for a long shot for his MVP. Luke Kuechly for Carolina at $21. $21. DeMarcus Ware for Denver, $34. And Von Miller, Denver, $21. So there you go.
Yeah.
Three long shots. We'll tweet them out. We'll tweet them out and also put them up on our website. They're the lucky long shots for MVP. Dick Fain likes Denver. At the start, plus 5.5 at $1.90.